John McGivern is here. So John's got a brand new feature I think we're going to start called Jokes from the Barber. Now, tell me about this Jokes from the Barber thing. What is this all about?
Well, I think anybody, and KB will attest to the fact that if people know you as like a comic or a comedic or a funny person, that every day I get somebody saying, hey, I got a joke for you. Do you get this, KB?
Oh, yeah. You know what I also, I get the sports thing. I've done sports in 5 years. I get people going, what do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, but see, yes, they never ask me.
You know
that.
What would be funny? How about this one?
Well, I go to the barber. And I've been going to the same barber since I came home in 2001. Chris, who's at Sales on Oakland, who is this great Polish guy from the South Side. He's a great guy. And sometimes, you know, what I love about Chris is that, as I said in this piece that I did, it's like a 3-minute haircut and 10 minutes of conversation, because Chris can't talk and cut. He loves to chat and stand right in front of you and talk. Mm-hmm. So there have been times, the last haircut, not this one I did yesterday, but the one before, I said, don't say a word, just cut the hair. Just, I got to get out of here.
I got 3 minutes.
I got 3 minutes.
Get me in, so, get me out.
Shut up. He's like, oh, okay. So I go in yesterday, he says, oh man, have I got some good jokes. And I said, give me those jokes, because I'm bringing them in. And this is Jokes from the Barber, and I'd like to share them with you. And this episode is called On Marriage.
Okay.
Do we have any clipping sounds?
You have two choices in life. You can stay single and be miserable, or get married and wish you were dead. At a cocktail party, one woman said to another, aren't you wearing your wedding ring on the wrong finger? Yes, I am. I married the wrong man.
Oh.
A lady inserted an ad in the classifieds. Husband wanted. Next day, he received 100 letters. They all said the same thing. You can have mine. When a woman steals your husband, there is no better revenge than to let her keep him. First guy, my wife's an angel. Second guy, you're lucky. Mine's still alive. Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut. And still think that they are attractive to the opposite sex.
Isn't that the truth?
Husband and wife are waiting at the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
With their 9 children.
Oh, boy.
A blind man joins them after a few minutes. When the bus arrives, they find it overloaded. And only the wife and the 9 kids are able to fit on to the bus. So the husband and the blind man decide to walk. After a while, the husband gets irritated by the ticking of the stick of the blind man as he taps it on the sidewalk and says to him, why don't you put a piece of rubber at the end of your stick? That ticking sound is driving me crazy. The blind man replies, if you would have put a rubber at the end of your stick, we'd be riding the bus, so shut the hell up.
I love it.
Jokes from the barber. Thank you, Chris. Sales on Oakland.